Let's tell the listeners a beautiful story about wallets. Over a year ago, I saw you carrying a wallet, and I immediately went out and bought that same wallet because I thought it was amazing.
Yes, and that wallet I saw, Jackie Tran was using it, saw it, wanted it immediately, asked him who made it, and he told me it was Andar Wallets, and it was one of the coolest wallets I've ever seen. It was nice and compact. It has the RFID protected. I mean, it was a really awesome, well-made wallet. Yeah.
It's actually great to hear. I didn't know you guys had been into these for so long.
Yeah.
So there's something strange about these wallets is that they push it to the limit and they do something different that other wallets don't do. I'm carrying this wallet right now. It's called the Turner that has this little pull tab on it. So like when I load my cards into it, I can pull this pull tab and all my cards slide out. They have this beautiful wallet that just dropped called the Pilot that has a little rotating wheel on the bottom.
I'm going to snag me one of those for sure.
That when you load your cards in, you can roll the wheel on your leg, you can flip it with your thumb, and your cards just pop out just enough to kind of grab them and pull them out. I had a Pilot, their original Pilot, a year ago.
That's the one, that hooked us.
That's the one that hooked us. And you have no idea how many people at stores when I was paying, how many people saw me flip those cards out, wanted that wallet, and wanted to find out where we got that wallet. So we contacted Andar and told them this story, and they gave us a promo code that you guys can use to get
And I want to throw in a personal discount because I'm new to the game, but for me, I'm a guy who forever has been the guy who has that wallet that is like 5 inches thick and just filled with crap.
Changed my life.
So transitioning over to the Andar wallets, and I've got the Griffin, it has literally changed everything. I couldn't even sit down with a wallet in my pocket. It was so big. So in this case, it was a matter of kind of paring down, using the different kind of slots, the RFID protection I like. I also like that the wallet has like a built-in money clip. I've always thought money clips are cool, but kind of not really practical.
Yeah.
Like you can carry your cards in one. This combines the two. So it combines a money clip, combines kind of this easy access to the your ID or to credit cards. And it's literally changed my game. I love it.
Yeah.
I haven't looked back.
It's a must for someone who wants to go from that huge
10-pound wallet
down to a front pocket wallet.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's stylish. I know my wife, when I first got it, she was like, that's actually a really cool wallet. Like she picked up on that without me even bringing it up. So
Do you have the link in the promo code for them?
So yeah, if you guys are interested in checking out these amazing wallets, go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%.
That's awesome.
Do it.
Do it.
You won't regret it.
No, you won't.
Your pockets will thank you.
Oh, look at this guy. Go to andarwallets.com/asteroidfactory. And the coupon code is asteroid15.
For 15% off.
Nice.
15%. Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to another episode of the Asteroid Factory podcast, where our nerd knowledge is on point.
Today, we're talking about how you prepare for a movie as big as The Rise of Skywalker.
I thought we were here to discuss dildos and their functions.
You take us. You are the devil. Not today, Satan. What does that mean? God, I freaking love it. I think I said it out to you guys. When we were talking about our explicit rating. Huh, I wonder which of the three of us guarantees it every week.
Okay.
17 seconds in. It's certainly not me.
Well, this podcast was 1 minute long.
Well, that's what I said. Huh?
Who's going first?
First pick of the week. Three toes.
Got it.
Do it.
Irishman. Yeah, you know what's so weird?
I've heard so many mixed reactions to this movie. I've heard people say that it is amazing.
Yep.
And I've heard people say it is complete and utter dog shit.
Here's what I have to say about this movie, The Last Jedi, because I'm going to talk about that for the whole podcast.
What the fuck?
It's just like The Last Jedi in the fact that crazy fucking polarizing, and I'm surprised by it, to be honest with you. Yes, it is a long haul. When you sit down for
this movie, it's like 4 hours.
It's close to it. There's no question. And a lot of people that I thought would love it, I've been listening to some podcasts lately, they kind of rip it a new one. I enjoyed the shit out of it. An hour in, I looked at the clock and said, how could it only be an hour in? I feel like I've gotten 3 hours of movie already.
That's not the best.
No, it's kind of good. Because he does this thing, and it's not spoilery. But
such a great review.
He does
this movie felt like it was 18 hours long.
I mean,
I loved it.
Like, painful.
Yikes.
He introduces characters throughout where you just see a person at a table, they get up, you don't know anything about them, and then over their head pops a little bubble that says their name and when they got shot in the head or when they got run over in a parking lot. And so it's just a lot of like cursory characters that I guess are real, because I don't really know the history of Willem Dafoe. No, it's who's the kid?
Jimmy Hoffa.
That's it. This is what it's all about. But it's, I think it's a cool effect. It's a very gangster movie effect.
What, so he ripped off a Guardians of the Galaxy.
What is your what is your review of Joe Pesci in the movie?
Amazing.
Good.
He's incredible.
That's all I need to
know. And he's great in every movie. And frankly, this movie lives and exists in the same universe as Goodfellas, greatest, top three greatest movies of all time. Casino, some great parts, a little bit annoying with what's her name. And it, in the same character, actors, different settings, different set pieces, but it exists well in that universe. Give it a try. Maybe don't sit down for the full 9 hours. I liked it.
I think so. So it is 3 hours long. And I think Scorsese wants us to maybe split it up into three pieces, right? He wanted us to see it in the theaters.
That's
he?
Right. He wanted us watching on our phones for the cinematic experience.
Wait, did you see the video of the guy who watches it on a phone while he's driving a motorcycle?
No, but I love that guy. So
only three elderly people were killed during the making of that film.
Here's what I say.
Pure cinema.
Throw it on. Give it 20 minutes. If you're in, you're in. If you're not, you're not. But it's got some cool stuff.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but I turned it on for literally 3 minutes.
Are you back on Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I am.
Oh, good. Now we can pull you back in on some stuff.
The wife actually had been watching it. And I'm like, wait, he's in it? I immediately was pulled out. Obviously, I didn't know the context.
Yes.
So I maybe start from the beginning, but it was weird.
He must feature, because there's Jimmy Norton is in there, who plays Don Rickles in sort of a background scene. So they must
have serious.
Jimmy Norton is
Norton plays Ed or
Rickles.
Why do I know that name?
So he's really famous shock jock. That's kind of like, he's part of the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah.
Opie Anthony, Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
He's real coarse,
very damaged comedian.
Very damaged. And he does pretty good Rickles, but he's just in the background. So maybe they brought in some comedians for some side support. I don't know.
Interesting. Cool.
So The Irishman.
Yep.
All right, Chewy. Do it.
Me? My pick of the week, I'm going way back to a classic. And I think Doom knows what I might pick. It's a movie I just watched because I'm preparing for a movie to come out. This is going to tie into our topic of the week. My pick of the week is Revenge of the Sith, because way back in the day, I saw the prequels.
When you were a little boy.
Yeah, wee little lad. I wasn't that wee. I was a mid-sized lad when I saw the prequels, and I didn't like them, and I was very disappointed with them. But for some reason, with the advent of Disney Plus and the release of this last Skywalker Saga movie, I thought I would revisit it all and just kind of burn through it and just get through it so I can get the details down before this movie came out. And I had a blast watching the prequels, even though they have their issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a extreme blast watching Revenge of the Sith.
I don't know what episode it was. I said Sith was a good movie. I've always defended the movie.
Yes.
I mean, it was the strongest of, without a doubt, of the...
Hands down, of the first
prequels.
Like, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great film. I mean, you actually get to see Palpatine kick balls.
Papa Palpatine.
Go for Papa Palpatine.
We still need to make that t-shirt. Oh, I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't want people to steal it.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Copyright, mother bitches.
But I don't... I feel sorry for myself that Palpatine wasn't my favorite character this whole time.
Guys, 20 years from now, you're going to realize I've always been right. It somehow trickles back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take on the extra power, but if you're going to give it to me, Jar Jar.
Because I'm a movie behind you. I'll talk about it when we get to the summary. Yeah. It is neat to see him evolve. It's also neat because I'm watching it with two people that have never seen it before, and somehow neither of them have picked up on the fact that Palpatine's the big bad. Yeah. Even though I keep saying, I'm like, boy, he sure likes to get a lot of power.
That guy looks familiar.
His voice, did you hear when the evil guy was talking? Did he sound like anybody in the movie? Like, nothing.
I think that might be a great regret of mine, is not getting his autograph.
Where'd you see him?
Star Wars Celebration. It was
the
weird.
One that was last year?
Yes.
He was there?
Complained about how much he wanted for
it. First off, it was a lot for an autograph. Like, I don't remember who it was, but like, I got somebody's autograph for like $60, and I was like, that's a good price. The freaking Emperor wanted like $100.
and something. The funniest thing was it was like $126 fucking dollars. I'm like, what kind of an evil bitch? You really are the devil.
Like, he added like a weird, like,
I want $132. Yes. The fuck? You want $130 or $135?
He figured out exactly how much it would cost him to pay off his beach house.
Right.
Oh my God.
That's literally that.
What if it was?
And he's what, 180 66? Years old? Legit.
What's 66 times 2? 132?
It's $666. Not today, the devil.
I'm telling you, I do regret it. Like, it would have been dope as hell to shake his hand and be like,
that'd be pretty sweet.
You're pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah. He's evil.
And was he not the Emperor in Return of the Jedi? He was, correct?
Of course. Yeah, same actor, yes.
Same actor.
So that was like the big tell when the movie came out. A lot of people were like, you're picking the same actor to play the Senator Palpatine guy. That feels like a little bit on the nose. So, yes.
Okay.
So I have upgraded my review of the original, or of the prequels, from palpable.
See what he did there, guys?
To
see what he did
palpitate
there?
To palp on a tarantula, which were the two front feet, to...
to extremely satisfying.
Pimple.
Nice. So that's my pick.
Like it.
Doom, nice. What's your pick?
Hit it. My pick?
Okay, moving on.
I hate you guys. Same thing. Disney Plus. So...
Disney Plus again is your pick of the week?
No. Because of Disney Plus, I was talking to Chewy about this. No.
Talking to Chewy is your pick of the week?
I like the Mando, but it's because of Disney Plus that I have been sucked back into the Star Wars universe, yeah. Like full-fledged.
It's the ease. It's the ease, it is the of ease. The watch.
And well, not only that.
Everything's full circle. We're all talking Star Wars.
Clone Wars Irishman. Is...
It's all Star Wars.
Yeah. What a tool. I mean...
I believe in unions, and I believe in Jar Jar with kind of a mistake, but I kind of like that.
Well, you know what? The whole political thing, and I will make it legal. That did they say that in the Irishman?
They did. I'm going to talk to some of those racist creatures about the Trade Federation, and I'm going to burn this place to the ground. Makes a lot of impressions. It's good. I think I could get one.
You have made me want to see that
movie. I know, right? I was a big fan of Padme. I liked her when she had her shirt ripped. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're a perv, man. She was
no,
like,
I'm not,
14.
No, that was in the movie.
Yeah.
I was telling Three Toes that for some reason that scene in is it Attack of the Clones where she's on top of that big pole trying to get away from the monster?
Yes.
And she gets slashed in the back and she lets out that I like that scene.
And the pod race was great. If you have a surround sound system at home,
what nationality is that guy?
I feel like I'm getting into more of like a Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, what is he?
I'm not
is
sure.
He Irish? Is he Italian?
It's definitely not racist.
It sounds
a little bit.
Okay, continue.
Star Wars Rebels.
Oof.
It is amazing. It is 9 out of 10. I would give Clone Wars 9.5 out of 10. Revisiting that, just like peppering it in. And I'm like, you know what? That's the ease. Disney Plus. I didn't want to buy the seasons of Rebels. I'm like, I'm not spending $40 a season. There's four seasons or five or whatever.
For real?
Yeah. As if you do watch Clone Wars, definitely start there. Do not start with Rebels because an episode of Rebels came on and one of like the mainstays from Clone Wars popped in. I'm like, it's like it felt immediately like the Marvel Cinematic Universe where you're getting peppered in. It is like a shared universe, you know.
Yes.
I loved it. I'm like, man, that for me was like,
had you seen any Rebels yet? Or
I watched the first season.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? I dig it. And then I, you know, Vader came back season 2. No spoilers.
I didn't know that.
Well, tough shit.
When does it happen in the timeline?
It happens between... I don't know now that you say that.
Vader can come back a bit. It happens. Because Clone Wars exists before 4, 5, and 6 anyway, so.
Rebels happens right
between 3 and 4?
Yes.
That's what I feel like. Because Clone Wars happens between 2 and 3.
No, it happened right after Revenge of the Sith.
Okay. Because Clone Wars is before Revenge of the Sith.
Yes, then there's the Revenge of the Sith, and then Rebels is right after that.
So, which is interesting, because the timing of I'm watching things, segueing into our big thing, prepping for the movie, is we just finished episode 1 and 2 with the family, and I threw on the Clone Wars movie last night, first time ever. It's pretty great.
It's amazing.
I kind of like
it. You get past, the animation's a little weird at first, but.
It's a little quirky, but the voices are spot on.
Yes.
I kind of like it. The action is bananas. It's good. Sweet.
Top tier.
Nice.
Top tier.
So inadvertently, with the exception of The Irishman,
what is the main topic?
The main topic is how do you prepare for a movie as big and finalizing as Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker?
I think we've sort of started already talking about it.
We have started.
Right?
First off, it's not finalizing. Don't bullshit me, Chewie.
Yeah. Well, hey, Boyega
and Rey
and Rey
and
Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron. Poe Dameron.
Wait. Unpopular opinion. Do you care?
What?
That they're not coming back for anything?
I don't believe it.
Well, who cares? I mean, they're not strong characters. If they all die,
what if they become strong in this next movie?
No,
I
believe
I
they all became pretty
this.
Strong in the Jedi Awakens. What was the last Jedi?
The Jedi Awakens.
Oh my God, I'm late for work.
I do want to say
this. That impression is going to get worse.
Before I forget, the ease of the watch is why I am watching the prequels right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't have Disney Plus right now, I'm not sure if I would have gone and broken my discs.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't even go to my fucking.
You have. Because that's what you do.
Right. My Blu-ray case. Well,
oh,
pump it back. Let's not.
Let's just.
We're keeping it age sensitive.
Whoa there, Pirate Bay. Fair bet.
So, I own the movies.
So how we are prepping? How are we prepping? Well, we're geeking out, obviously.
We're watching.
Avoiding all social media. And this is probably a fair question. Have you guys, as of when we're recording this, which is T-minus, a week before the actual movie?
Exactly a week.
The internet has blown up with renewed hatred of The Last Jedi.
I know.
I just sent you guys an article from The Nerdist. Read it.
I just started
reading it.
I read it today earlier before you even sent it.
I agree. Like,
it's pretty great.
It's saying why you need it. Me and Chewie were talking about it on lunch. Like, that's not, no matter how you slice it, that's bad publicity for your movie.
Oh, it's so what the problem is I think part of the problem is that people are picking and choosing phrases said by like the cast and things like that and molding it into clickbait. And because some of it kind of pisses me off. There was like a quote made by Boyega where I was like, that's kind of true. It's really a little bit shitty, where it kind of sounds like he shit on the last movie. But at the same time, out of context, who knows?
Yeah.
So I think that a lot of people are just trying to stir this pot again. The nerds love to do it. The internet needs something to click on. So it's weird because the movie's like a week away and everybody's like, oh, but what about that last one that fucked it up for me and I'm never going to watch it again? Like, it's crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So for context for people listening and who do not know what happened, Boyega and... There has been some quotes from
Ray from Daisy Ridley.
From Daisy Ridley that
I was going to call it Ridley Scott.
That sound as if they are not too fond of The Last Jedi.
Yeah, contextually, like hers, and I'll paraphrase, was just something about life. She says, I'm glad I get to continue the story that JJ laid out. It's very vague, but people are like, oh, that means she didn't like how things went in the last movie.
But the article was like, I didn't realize it because accessibility. I don't know if I would have watched The Force Awakens even, but man, that was just one big fucking cliffhanger at the end.
Right.
Like, there was like 50 story strings that were just a ton. Oh, good luck.
And they had mapped them out, supposedly. So it's not like, Colin, what's the guy who did the last one that everybody
Colin Farrell.
Yeah. No, Colin Favreau.
John Favreau?
That's it. It's not like John Favreau really fucked it up on the second one. They had already laid out sort of a path.
Wait, what did he do?
Oh, Colin Favreau. What's his name?
What are we talking about?
John Favreau's doing The Mandalorian.
Who's the director of A Jedi Awakens?
Right.
Stop.
You're killing me.
Ryan Johnson.
Thank you. Okay. So... the comments that you were summarizing from the cast about how they wanted to continue the story that JJ laid out, supposedly that story had already, this arc, the high level arc, had already kind of been determined before they made anything past episode 7. Episode 8, episode 9, they knew some of the major beats. So it's not like somebody took it and went in a crazy ass different direction. Maybe he just put his own personal twist on it, but
yeah,
it feels like they're kind of following the path they laid out initially, right?
And I need to ask a question. There's people out there that believe that Disney and Lucasfilm just hand the keys to the kingdom over to a director and let them do what they want to do. When you know for a fact that's not the case, that there's writer rooms and war rooms and people laying this stuff out. So when people blame Ryan Johnson for anything.
And if you piss off Kathleen Kennedy, you will be fired.
Yeah.
You'll be dead.
And evidently.
There's a fucking prop Millennium Falcon filled with bodies somewhere.
Nice. And evidently, Ryan Johnson.
That's why you can't go inside the real one.
Oh my.
It smells.
Ryan Johnson makes Kathleen Kennedy very happy because she's.
Cue the drill dough.
No. Out.
So here's a question. Trailers, TV spots, toy ads, retail displays, tie-in previews, soundtracks.
George Lucas deepfakes? Because I loved watching that.
No. Complete blackout, but.
Will you not listen to the soundtrack?
Do you hear what they did with the soundtrack?
It's free online.
They released it, but they released it without title tracks. Which is huge because
that's pretty smart.
Because when I went to see episode 1, so Phantom Menace,
yeah. They ruined it.
Listened to the soundtrack the week before.
I remember this story.
And track 10 was like the death of Qui-Gon Jinn. I was like, motherfucker.
I don't even know who that guy is.
And it was something like that. It really pissed me off. So I think it's good that they're doing that. But no, I don't want to know
anything. C-3PO's like, well, I hope it's a droid. It's fucking Liam Neeson. God damn it.
It's like one of the characters I like the most.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of Qui-Gon Jinn.
Do you know who you sound like? It took me a second. You sound like Richard Nixon from the Watchmen movie. That's exactly who you sound like.
I'm not a crook.
So trailers. You haven't watched any trailers?
I have seen the first one? Not a second of a trailer, okay, other than maybe in a GIF.
Okay, and you and I have seen the trailers, at least the
I can ones. Now go into detail about said trailers to try and fuck Three Toes over.
I can stab you in the neck with a pencil.
Do you want to make that pencil disappear?
That's another thing. I like John Wick movies. He kills people with a pencil.
So TV spots. I don't understand the culture behind people getting excited over a TV spot that's just more footage from the trailer with a little twist. I'm starting to become like
Three Toes. Like, I'm sick of trailers and I'm sick of TV spots because you know what? The Suicide Squad is the best example. It had one of the best trailers of all time, and that movie was the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Yeah. So it's like I'm starting to be like, I don't care. I just want to see the movie at this point.
Dude, it's like we've talked about it, but every Michael Bay trailer in the world, I'm like, fucking A, I want to see that movie. I want to see that Transformers. And no.
For the record, did you see the new Michael Bay movie?
Not yet. It's not Drop Friday.
The trailer with Ryan Reynolds in it.
Drops Friday.
It looks like the most Michael Bay movie ever made.
Excuse me. That was the whole thing, was like Ryan Reynolds 6? Saying like, this is the most Michael Bay movie ever. And it is. It looks crazy. But
so it will be my pick of the week sometime in the future.
Ryan Reynolds just makes things better now.
He's great.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It kind of reminded me of that. What was that? Mark Wahlberg vehicle was...
The Hit?
No.
The Italian Job?
No, not The Italian Job. It was a Michael Bay movie.
Was it The Happening?
Mark Wahlberg.
I think the trees are coming after us. Hey,
I cannot say Mark Wahlberg in this podcast without getting
a great impression. So me and my brothers open Wahlburgers, and I happen to be a fan of Wahlburgers, but I also like Five Guys.
Here goes Nixon.
It's not Nixon.
The movie where he played like a bodybuilder along with...
The Rock?
Pump and Gain. Lost and Found.
Yeah, that movie.
With Tony Shalhoub.
It looks like that movie.
It was a good movie.
No. The movie was a tragic film that should never have been made.
Stay on target. I know you've turned off your targeting
mechanism.
Toy
ads in retail displays. Do you avoid the Lego aisle right now? Because some people say there might be some spoilers.
No, there are. Toys ruin film.
They actually have. They give you a lot. I mean, Toy Story gave like all of the major characters. Not consciously, but I don't think I've seen anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys?
No.
Yeah, not really.
Not anything I didn't see from the trailers.
Yeah.
Hashtag space horses.
What? Tie-in previews. And now what I'm referring to here is if you're watching The Mandalorian, James and Doom and I, they have promised that in next week's, not Friday's episode, but the following week's episode, which drops two days before, is going to have a preview of The Rise of Skywalker. Mm. Now, is that something that you're going to shut off, or are you going to watch it and just kind of...
You guys know you're going to watch it. You say you're going to shut it.
Yeah, watch it, yeah.
I will. How many episodes are we in on The Mandalorian?
Five. And I next cast, we have to like deep dive. Hopefully some schmuck who will remain nameless will watch the show and we can discuss in detail.
I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of Baby Yoda. Why do you have to have it? No, I'm changing.
It's the child, man.
Oh, the chosen one. The
chosen one.
Do you go into this movie with preconceptions? And how do you not? Or do you, like, how do you go in with, like, a clean slate?
I don't know. We talked about that a little bit on our last cast. And I
think we've talked about this a bunch of times.
I kind of feel like
big releases.
I think I'm going in with a clean slate only because they've done enough between reboot and the weird, whether you like it or not, direction they took in the last movie. This one feels like it's kind of just Wild West. Like,
yeah.
I don't really have a lot of preconceived expectations of what could or couldn't happen. Yeah. I know basically because of social media, they're introducing some other big bads. So we've got Richard Grant. Hayden Christensen. What? Maybe. Is it Richard Grant? Is that the guy? There was the only guy who tweeted about it. I fucking love the actor and I forgot his name.
Well, I should know this shit.
So it's another new bad in the movie. But I mean, literally, where things were left off in the last flick, it really is. They kind of tied everything up enough and they got rid of Luke. Anything can happen in this
Spoilers.
Movie.
Spoilers.
We got a couple bad guys.
Luke's dead.
We got a fractured. Well,
but was he ever alive?
Oh. There are supposed to be some twists and turns. Rumors are twisty. But I don't know. twist. I feel like I got no expectations around what's going to happen. And normally I come in like all nerd cocky, like I know what's going to happen. I figured it out.
Yeah.
I haven't even put the energy towards it.
And yeah. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but I'm going into the movie with like, who cares? Like, yeah. I'm not, like.
Yeah, who cares?
It's just at the end of the day, it's like Star Wars has become such an animal. And it's like, maybe it is, oh God.
Maybe it's time for it to die.
I was just saying, maybe it's time to euthanize it, yeah.
This is not a good thing from our ad at the opening.
I was just going to say that. No, I was talking to fellow nerd Quaritch. And we were talking about that. Like, Star Wars has become such a beast of nerd that maybe it's time for this thing to just be like Old Yeller. Just
I don't think so. Well, okay, so that goes into my next question. The aggregated brand hype of Star Wars right now. So if you think about it, the movie that's coming out, the TV show that's currently running right now, that's like the biggest TV show on TV.
BB-8 Mac and Cheese.
Yes, BB-8 Mac and Cheese.
Bitch.
The video game that just got released that everyone's really digging on. The theme park ride that was just released that people are saying is the first blockbuster theme park ride ever created.
Oh, yeah.
So all of that.
Wow, it is a fever pitch.
Plus all of the mac and cheese and the C-3PO cereals.
Dude, I literally bought like sugar cookies in the shape of R2-D2 yesterday.
I actually don't.
They win.
Yeah, I mean, like, to step back a little bit, I actually don't see as much marketing in, like, say, Target stores and Walmart stores as I did for, like, The Force Awakens.
Agreed.
But stepping forward, the aggregated brand hype, is that sustainable? Is it only for the time being before this movie? Or should they sustain that hype? Or are they going to let this kind of peter out and then focus on MCU?
No.
And then peter out, then let focus on Star Wars. What are they going to do with this brand?
I don't mean Star Wars as a brand needs to be killed. This,
you mean George Lucas?
This, not on air, man.
This era? This saga?
The saga needs to die. And I only say that because you have such like a weird amalgamation of fans who are just like, oh my God, the originals were the best. And like, you know, some people will say the prequels were their favorites. Like, very few, but I'm sure they're out there. But yeah, like that needs to, I feel like if they were to give us like the Old Republic movies that I still like get an erection thinking about, like that, then you know you have a whole new list of characters and a whole new set of advertisements and money to trillions of dollars to.
But there's that risk of literally starting something kind of new. And it we is. Talked a lot about it. We talked about it back in the day. It was great that you put up some of the old cast where they went safe. JJ went safe with the first movie. Supposedly, he's not going as safe with this one. I hope that's true.
When has he never not gone safe? That's the problem.
Did you hear that from that article when he was saying, like, The Last Jedi was meta?
Yeah, but I don't understand what that means. Because then people are like, because I think the Nerdist even dissected that too.
Yeah, where like, but it was yeah, like, you can't bro, get more your meta movie than, was the most yeah, meta. It was basically just a rehash of, yeah.
Right. So maybe, but who knows? Maybe that's part of what we're coming into is we complained, not complained, we said last time we haven't had enough time with these characters to really get to know them.
Yeah. All
right, you got 2.5 hours with just these characters in this movie, right? I mean, Leia's dead, Luke's dead, Han's dead, we got Chewie, doesn't talk much. So pretty much should be all the new characters.
Kind of well. He doesn't talk much.
I'm a big fan of your impression of Chewie. So maybe this movie gets us a little bit more of that like recreation of the wheel, maybe. Yeah. In which case, that's great. But it's still, I do agree. I think it's time to kind of put a bow on it, give it some breathing room. Chewie, back to your point, I think you kind of hit the head on the nail, which is two big things. Disney Plus and the box office for this movie is why there is this fever pitch and this timing and everything. And that's all Disney wants right now is money, 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 subscribers, subscribers, subscribers.
Since when? Since when has Disney been about money?
Since he first beat up that owl, I'll never forgive that. So I think they win. They've already won.
And
getting the subscriptions. They've already won in getting the box office. After that, all that is just feeding that fire, putting wood on that fire, giving enough material to keep driving subscribers to that service when they up at $2 a month in 6 months. So I think everything is going exactly according to the master plan of evil Papa Palpatine Mouse.
Iger just stroking his cat.
I'm wondering.
He's stroking something,
Mr. Bond. The shark tank is opening. I do like James Bond movies. Okay, so.
Do you think Kathleen has him tied up with a ball gag?
Maybe.
So.
Disney ninjas coming.
It was pretty readily publicized, if that makes any sense.
Nope.
When JJ first took Force Awakens, that he was given a job of not rebooting, but I forgot how they worded it. But he was given the job of launching into the final three movies. Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job of that in a very safe way. in the war rooms or in the writing rooms, what do you think the job of this movie was? Do you think this movie was, do you think the job of this movie is to end it in a clean break?
No, I feel like it's going to be a messy bow. And I think they know that. Like, there's no way you're going to make everyone happy, man.
Yeah, and I think the job was to come up with something that was creative, different enough. Because that's the problem is now we're 22 movies in. It's really hard to be different, original.
Oh, that's the MCU.
Yeah. We're like 12 movies in.
Enough. But come up with something that's not exactly cookie cutter from Jedi.
Yeah.
But gives you that kind of happy, warm, fuzzy ending. And that's... But the problem is both of those are kind of simple-ish. And what I'm hoping for is there's some complexity to the writing, and that's what I don't know we're going to see. MCU fucking nails complex writing.
How do you end this movie? Honest to God.
What do you do? I mean, you kill off... Okay, Hux dies. I was wrong, you didn't die in the last movie. Hux got to die.
No, not that. It's just like, what? How does it end? Does it end with Daisy Ridley or Ridley Scott? You know, your preference. Does she kill Kylo Ren and then the dark side's dead and the Return of the Jedi? Is it going to end like that?
Right.
And then you just fucking wait for the bad group of stormtroopers to, they'll come back purple this time instead of white. Like, it just seems like, how do you end it?
How do you make a conclusion that's satisfying?
Well, if Lucas was doing the hero's journey. How does the hero's journey end? With the hero.
Victorious, right?
Well.
The spoils.
So.
Well, it ends with everything balanced.
Poe, Finn, and Rey each have to get the different time stones and the different infinity stones.
They I thought you back were to really other. Going three-way on that one.
Whoa.
I was not. Rey's going to show her lightsaber.
I'm not going to follow you down this road.
What if old man Cap comes in?
Oh.
He's like, he just like pokes his head in and just
spoilers.
Gets out.
That would be pretty great, right?
Yeah. Okay, so let's tie a bow on this one.
Okay. Hit it. Oh, shit, yeah.
Predictions.
Fuck.
You just have to give one prediction.
Okay.
And if they come true, I don't know.
My prediction is 50% of viewers are going to love it and 50% of viewers are going to hate it.
Really?
Yeah, it's easy.
So one of our coworkers here,
one of the biggest Star Wars fans ever.
Star Wars fan. I stopped by his desk and I was talking Star Wars, and he told me, he's like, watch Revenge of the Sith. Or is it Revenge of the Sith? Where does Palpatine speak to Anakin in the opera house? Is that Revenge of the Sith?
Yep,
it is. I haven't got there yet.
He gives him a speech that he says is like 13 minutes long, and I watched it, and I remember not liking that scene before, but I loved it this last time I watched it. And he lays out the whole history of Darth Sidious, I think
Darth
it is.
Plagueis. Oh.
Darth Plagueis.
The Wise. Oh, I read a book on him. And I don't want to go into nerdness on that one.
And he tells the story of him conquering death and being able to bring people back to life. It would be cool. This is my prediction. I don't think it's going to happen. But it would be cool if that from the prequels comes to fruition in this final movie.
Who do you want him to bring back from the dead?
Everyone. I just want a
Greedo. McCulkey.
Uta Guta Solo. Boy, I smell. I am a big fan of Greedo.
It would piss me off if they have a scene where, like, just like an Endgame, where the spinny portals, everyone just starts coming through. If Palpatine just brings everyone back and they all just start coming back, and it's just all these zombie Star Wars
characters. Or is it just much more subtle than that? And there's some big fight, and then Luke goes because we know he's going to be there. At just some point, just goes, "Hey, I'm on your left," and he just a throwaway line about on your left. Oh, cute little.
But what if it's all really bad CGI de-aging, just like terrible. Like eight characters on screen, all badly CGI de-aged. I might actually stand up and start applauding.
Oh, we're gonna regardless.
What are you looking most forward to? And let's end this.
Okay, me?
Yeah.
Fuck. I have just more time with Kylo.
Okay. Emperor for me.
Nice. You? More time Kylo mask.
Amen. Way cooler looking.
After watching Revenge of the Sith, Palpatine.
God. I've converted him.
It's good to know that you guys are all aligned and in the best friends club. That's cool.
Well, this was a quick one. Guys and gals, thank you for listening. Check out asteroidfactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all other episodes. There you can leave us a voicemail that we may just use on a future episode of the podcast. Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you can do to spread the word helps us take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget, this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
I'm Three Toes of Fury, and I'm James Von Doon. And remember, until the robots rise up,
put your ankles in it.